Good morning. This is Digital Dave indeed.
Wait for the jet to go by.
Okay, yes. That's right. We don't talk over the airplanes.
No, we don't.
All right. Anyway, you are joined by us here at Digital Dave and Fast Eddie.
That's me.
And I'm not sure we can live up to that intro.
Yeah, somebody was really wound up on caffeine.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, I'm like honored or something. I'm humbled, I guess, is the word.
I was thinking, the descriptive terms used there. I was thinking more like stunned because they actually applied that to us.
No kidding.
People that know us realize that.
What a bunch of hooey! Yeah,
it's a lot of hot air, but we're good at hot air.
We are very good at hot air. This is day one of AirVenture 2009.
Yep, and the tri-motor's off the ground, and so is the entire event.
Yes, I love it.
We're up and running. They're gonna hand prop the engines out there at the main entrance, and Dave and I are gonna run them up.
I noticed that Tom was so good to arrange a quick wash down of the grounds last night.
Didn't interrupt our soiree any, that's for sure.
We just got a little wet and a little cold, and then we just kept going.
That's right. It's amazing what fish and beer can do to keep a party going.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what really fuels aviation?
That's it, fish and beer. Well, a little bit of
in
fuel.
In Wisconsin, anyway.
A little bit of fuel, maybe some brats and some cheese here and there.
Ooh, that sounds like tonight's dinner.
Yeah, brats. Mm.
Haven't had one yet. You know, you got to have one when you're in Wisconsin or they'll throw you out.
Yep. I got you beat, though. I got one yesterday.
Where? Down here on the flight line?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes, it was.
Very good.
Hit the spot.
Anyway, we're going to be joined, or I should say we have been joined by the silent man, Steve Buss.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I was just waiting for a proper time to jump in.
Oh, no, jump in right away. The water's fine.
Yeah, interrupt us, please.
Hey, we've gone big time. Check out these mic flags.
I know. We've got mic flags. We've got webcams.
Yeah.
We've got, we're streaming all sorts
of stuff.
Shame
we don't have any talent. But.
Right, yeah. You know, that's the thing. We've been working, you know, last couple of years on the technology end of
that's
EAA
right.
radio, making sure the computers work and all the microphones go on and off when they're supposed to and the lights go on and the toilets flush and that was the A380.
Yeah, but, that was the A. Yeah,
that was
the
last segment. Now we'll have to work on the our on-air presence.
Yes,
we may have just worked ourselves all out of a job. Who knows?
Never happened.
We should be so lucky.
So as we all know from past years' experience, Steve Buss is the what's the phrase? God of Young Eagles?
No. I'm the they say I'm the executive director of the Young Eagles program, but I just sort of. Try to keep all the horses going in the same direction.
Is that difficult? I mean,
actually, it's not because, as you know, well, for those who don't know what the program's all about, we started in 1992 to give 1 million kids a free airplane ride, and we were trying to do that by the 100th anniversary of powered flight in 2003. Well, we reached the goal in 2003, and then at that time, we realized that folks were having such a good time flying kids that we just had to keep the program going or they'd continue without us. So Tom Poberesny gave the go-ahead, and we've been going ever since, and right now getting close to 1.5 million. So my job really is to just encourage and motivate and answer any questions that the volunteers have in the field because they're the ones who are doing all the heavy lifting. And I'm really proud of all the folks who've flown Young Eagles through the years. Over 40,000 pilots around the world. Have
wow.
participated in the program.
Now, yeah. It's a shame you guys didn't have the A380 because you could do that in
yeah.
like four flights.
That's
there you
right.
go.
That's right. Interestingly enough, one of the test pilots for the A380, Terry Lutz, who grew up in Michigan, is an EIA member and a Young Eagles pilot.
In fact,
his dad just crossed the 300 mission mark, so it's all in the family.
Now, do you find the program pretty much is like running itself on automatic by now?
Well, in a lot of cases it is. We've had volunteers who've been with the program since day one, others who came on in the mid to late 90s who've been, you know, just got it going, got the system down, they're having a great time doing it. And then there are other folks, you know, brand new EIA members who say, hey, what's this about Young Eagles? How do I get involved? So so it's a constant retraining process. And just to kind of keep people focused on flying kids, we're not after any great number records like we were, you know, trying to get to the million. We just want people to go out, share their passion for flight with a new generation, and do it safely, have fun. You know, most of all, it's got to be fun for the pilot and the kid. Because I just got a picture in my email yesterday. And somebody said, this is what Young Eagles is all about. And it opened it up, and there was a picture of a pilot and three kids standing in front of a Cessna 172, and every one of them had this huge grin. And it's like, yep, that's why I like my job.
There you go.
Now, I guess the program's been running long enough that you're actually starting to see pilots that were Young Eagles, that started as Young Eagles.
Exactly. This is actually the third year that we've produced what we call our Young Eagles yearbook, or we've gone back into the archives and taken a look to see which young Eagles are now pilots or engineers. We've, last year we had a profile of one of the young Eagles from, 93, who's now working at Mission Control in NASA. We've got pilots who are in all the branches of the armed services, flying for the Forest Service, you know, fire bombers, things like that. We've got aircraft designers and engineers, air traffic controllers. So the young Eagles are really they're starting to infiltrate the right. regular aviation world, and it's really great to see, and especially to hear from some of those young Eagles who are now pilots who say, you know, it was the Young Eagles program that got me started. I can't thank you enough, and now it's my turn to give back. And whether that's flying young Eagles themselves or encouraging kids to, you know, consider aviation as a career, it's just, like you say, it's come full circle.
Well, I'm waiting to see a shot of the astronauts floating around the space shuttle with a Young Eagles sticker in the background.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in I think it was in the 90s, we had an all-EAA space shuttle crew. And, in fact, they had the one of those I Heart EAA bumper stickers that they had stuck up on the back wall. And there's a picture of them. And, in fact, they were on the Today Show. They did a live shot. And the three crew members floated up right in front of the bumper sticker to do the interview segment, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised someday on the International Space Station you'll see a Young Eagle sticker float by,
or you'll have a Young Eagle on the International Space Station.
Yeah.
It would really be extreme if somebody was up there building a tail section for an airplane or something in orbit on a space station.
You know, there's research that building aircraft in zero G makes them straighter.
It could be.
Really? I don't know. It sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
Wait a minute. We'll get a phone call from NASA on that.
Probably.
Or an email.
They're, they're up the road here in the Federal Pavilion.
We'll go up and ask.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So one thing I'd like to add for Young Eagles program is that we're in a new location this year. You know, Dick Nepinski was talking about all the changes on site. And one of the things that happened was we consolidated with the chapter building, because Young Eagles and the chapter office work very closely together. And so now we have moved. They moved the old tower. That went down. We used to be at the south side of the FAA control tower. Now we're on the north side of the FAA control tower, just a little farther to the west.
You're almost in where the fly market used to be.
Almost, just across the street from that.
For us veterans who remember that, one of the things that has struck me about all the changes on the grounds is you guys have done it so well, so fast, that it looks like it was always that way.
Should have seen it about a month ago.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot of mud.
A little bit. And if we get a couple of good days of rain, that'll turn up again. But Steve Taylor, who's our facilities director, has done a fantastic job coordinating not only our internal crews, but also the external contractors who came in to help do all these things. Right after AirVenture last year, I mean, buildings started getting jacked up and moved and on blocks, and the whole puzzle started coming together. But really, the last 2 months or so, things really started to cement, and I've heard lots of good, positive comments. A lot of "Where is?"
Yeah. What happened to?
And so far, I haven't been stumped, but it's early. It's still early on day one, but a lot of questions over the weekend about where things are, and look for folks in the blue EAA shirts that say "staff" on the sleeve. We'll try to figure out where it is.
All right,
or where
so
it was.
This is a challenge, the Stump Steve Bus Challenge.
Well, you know, the other thing is, in the press package that we got, there was a little fold-up thingy, basically a map showing you where everything is. It's all labeled and listed and everything.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that those are available for those of you who are not familiar with the site. That would be the way to go.
Right.
Also, you can check AirVenture today. I'm sure that yesterday's edition, they had the layout in there of the place, and you could go and take a look. And, oh, they moved it over here, and the fly market's up here. And, it gives you a pretty good idea of where stuff is.
Right.
The two-angled streets that they put in, that's an extraordinary idea. And that's going to work out very well, I'm sure.
And, of course, this is all part of this is the first year of our, long-range
grand vision.
Right. I've actually been with the EAA staff long enough to know that this is my third 10-year master plan.
Subject to change without notice.
Yes.
Some assembly required.
That's right. And Young Eagles will continue for the foreseeable future?
You bet. And again, if folks want information about it, stop down and see us. The Young Eagles building, corner of Knapp and Waukaw, just on the north end of the brand new FAA control tower.
There you go. And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.